really has an amazing payback for us. Of course, you're all aware of the, you know, the things that we get from space, the communications and the weather forecasting and all these things that have now become so passé to us that we forget that we had to invest money in this in order to have it. But, you know, many other countries are believing that if they invest money, they're going to reap the rewards. The industry is worth, you know, a lot of money, and we only in Britain have 4% of the return, and that 4% is actually growing by 10% per year already. So I think we'd be very wise to invest more and get a bigger share.
I suppose to some extent it depends on motive, doesn't it? You get the feeling that some countries want to get involved in the space race because of their own prestige and to give them an advantage against near neighbours. Yeah. We, on the other hand, have tended to regard it as part of scientific development and exploration.
Well, yeah, I'm told, I don't know whether this is true, but if you go into a classroom in India and ask who wants to be an engineer, or be a scientist, then you get about a third of the class saying, I do. You'd be lucky to get 3% if you do that in UK. It's not just about prestige. It's the people who see that these are the careers that we're going to be following. You know, we no longer do some of the careers that we're used to. You know, we don't have shipbuilding. We don't have coal mining. And so on and so forth. People should realize that the new technologies are what we, you know, what are going to benefit us in the future.